On Beacon Hill, many top state officials are now promising new aggressive efforts to fight climate change by dramatically cutting carbon emissions. Governor Baker this week set the goal of reaching net zero greenhouse gas emissions in Massachusetts by the year 2050, and new state Senate legislation sets similar goals. It calls for all electric MBTA buses, carbon pricing, and a new government watchdog agency. One of the architects of the Senate plan is State Senator Michael Barrett of Lexington, who joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for speaking to us.
Very happy to be here, Bob.
So a key part of the legislative package is a massive shift toward electric power. But right now, the grid is 80% natural gas and nuclear. So how do you replace that?
We're going to have to plug in wind and solar. You're going to have some of what they call anaerobic digestion, which is can be farm and waste products converted to energy. You're going to have some hydro from Quebec. You are going to have nuclear in the mix, too.
Will there be enough wind, solar, and those other sources of energy available to make this shift in just 30 years?
Yes. The good news is that, as we all know, Massachusetts is on a coast. The winds off that coast blow pretty fierce once you get 10, 15, 25 miles out. I think you're going to see lots of offshore windmills. But listen, there's no question we need solar on every south-facing roof in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we're talking about a transformation here. We're also talking about jobs, installation jobs for as far as the eye can see. So we've got some economic planning to do. But I can tell you this, if anything, the job creation potential overall of converting is underestimated.
What about homeowners and apartment owners? Almost 70% of Massachusetts households use oil and natural gas right now for heat. And you're suggesting that in 30 years, they're going to pull all that out of their house and heat in a different way?
Here's the thing. In the next 30 years, my natural gas furnace right down in my basement is going to give out at least twice. These things oftentimes have useful lives of about a dozen years. When your furnace in your basement gives out, because you're going to have to replace it with something, at that point, this exotic device called a heat pump has to be top of mind and has to strike you as an affordable option and a reliable one. We're talking about massive public awareness of products that are available right now, but that we've scarcely heard of. That's why this is a huge job of mobilization.
But can you do all that in 30 years? I mean, that is just so incredibly massive, transforming the grid and transforming the main source of energy, the main source of heat for every household in the Commonwealth.
You know, 25 years ago, about 30% of our greenhouse gas problems was the fact that we were relying on oil to generate electricity. Natural gas actually hadn't come on quite so strong. We've converted the electric power grid in New England from oil and coal to cleaner natural gas. Now we've got to take the natural gas, granted, and convert it to solar and wind. So yeah, once you green the grid, which is still a massive job, those windmills aren't going to get built on their own. Once you green the grid, running it through the cars and trucks and then running it through your houses and your businesses is doable.
This, of course, is a Senate plan, and you need to come to agreement with House lawmakers before you can send it to the governor. What are you hearing from them?
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic here because it's one thing to tell the other branch to do something that it's rejected in the past. This package happens to include a lot of new ideas, so we've got a new approach here, and we look forward to talking with our House colleagues about those.
Michael Barrett, chair of the State Senate Energy Committee, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to be here, Bob.